The Masterson brothers, Edward, James, and Bat, were close. They hunted buffalo together and at various times served as lawmen. But it seems as if it wasn't all that unusual for one of Bat's brothers to get into trouble, and although he wasn't the oldest sibling, Bat would willingly come to the aid of either Edward or James. In this story, helping out a brother not only got Bat into one gunfight, it got him out of another. From 1879 to 1881, James Masterson, Bat's younger brother, was the Marshal of Dodge City. However, on April 6, 1881, because of a change in city government, James was dismissed. However, this wasn't James's only income. He owned a piece of the Lady Gay Saloon. His partner was an A.J. Peacock. Now, theirs wasn't the most cordial partnership. Peacock had hired his brother-in-law, Al Updegraff, as bartender, and James felt that Updegraff was skimming off some of the profits. Obviously, he didn't like it. The evening of April 9, the dislike turned to gunshots between James, Peacock, and Updegraff. Although the fight was broken up and no shots hit their mark, the damage was done. Like many a schoolyard squabble, I'm sure James probably said something like, "I'm going to tell my brother and he'll beat you up." Because right after the incident, James telegraphed his brother Bat, who was in Tombstone, Arizona at the time. Bat immediately jumped on a train and traveled the 1,100 miles to Dodge City to help out his brother. Peacock obviously knew that Bat was coming because when Bat stepped off the train, Peacock and Updegraff were the first people he saw. Bat, not one to put off the inevitable, walked in the direction of Peacock and Updegraff and shouted, "I have come over 1,000 miles to settle this. I know you're healed. Now fight." Guns were drawn, the three men dove for cover, and bullets started flying. Soon more gunshots were heard from another direction as some of Peacock's friends entered the fray, and then more shots as James Masterson joined in. One bullet hit the ground just in front of Bat, kicking dirt in his face, and then ricocheting off, hitting a bystander in the back. Another bullet, quite possibly from Bat's pistol, hit Updegraff in the lung. After about 3 minutes, there was a break in the shooting. As a shootout, participants were reloading their guns. The mayor and the sheriff took advantage of this break and showed up with loaded shotguns, demanding the shootout stop, which it did. Fortunately, both the innocent bystander and Updegraff recovered from their bullet wounds. The outcome of the event? Bat Masterson, the outsider, was arrested and charged with discharging a pistol upon the streets of the city. He pleaded guilty and was fined $8 in costs. Bat paid the fine, and the two Mastersons wisely left town on the next train. Oh yes, earlier I said that Bat Masterson avoided one gunfight to come to Dodge City to help his brother in another gunfight. The gunfight Bat probably missed out on was the shootout at the OK Corral. You see, at the time he received the telegram from his brother, Bat Masterson was in Tombstone with close friend Wyatt Earp. And if he had stuck around Tombstone, he very well could have been standing next to the Earps and Doc Holliday 6 months later, assisting them in their shootout.